WDIY presents a special news feature. June has been designated as Pride Month for the LGBTQ+ community. WDIY News and Bradbury Sullivan Community Center wish to go beyond rainbow motifs to bring to listeners profiles in pride. Today we welcome Stephen Jiwanmal, Communications Manager at Bradbury Sullivan Community Center. Why do you think the term pride was chosen, and how does it apply to you?
So when I think of pride, I think of the journey our community continues to go through as we fight for our rights and advocate for equity and justice across the board. For me personally, I think pride is an opportunity to reflect on my own journey. I came out when I was 25, and it was definitely a struggle for many, many years leading up to that. And I honestly didn't attend my first Pride until, I think, 26, 27. So for me, Pride is a time of the year to remind myself that I am valid in all of my identity and that it is to be celebrated, not to be ashamed or discouraged. It's a time to gather with other members of the community as well as people who support LGBTQ folks. It's meant to be a celebration, but I think it's also meant to serve as a reminder that the first Pride was a riot and that people fought and literally died for the right to be seen, be heard, be counted, be loved. And so when I think about Pride, it's kind of bittersweet in the sense that, yes, it is a time to enjoy the freedoms that we now have, but also understanding that there's still quite a ways to go when it comes to full representation, full equity, and full justice for our community.
My next question was going to be, how do you celebrate or observe Pride Month? And you've pretty much answered that, but is there anything you'd like to add?
So I know for Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center, Pride Month is kind of the precursor to our own annual Pride Festival, which happens in August. It always happens in August. It's our 28th year. This year, it will be Sunday, August 15th from noon to 6:30 p.m. at the JCC of the Lehigh Valley. So we announced Pride was coming back in person, which we're so excited about. We had a very successful virtual Pride last year, but thanks to how our community is rebounding from the pandemic now, we are so proud to announce that we can safely return as a community to an in-person Pride experience. So this is just kind of a time where we acknowledge the work that we've been doing during the pandemic. Leading up to this point, we've been vaccinating LGBTQ folks for several months now. We've been encouraging people to wear masks when they were needed. And as we look forward to a time where masks will be part of the past, you know, we're really excited about returning some of those things that people have been looking forward to for Pride. There's so much to look forward to. And I know that as this series continues, you'll hear from more people who will talk about what Pride means to them and what Lehigh Valley Pride will mean this year.
I, too, am looking forward to August 15th. Thank you, Stephen, for your time.
Thank you for having me.
For WDIY News, I'm Marcy Lightwood.